T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on 7:45 here on a Thursday morning with Steve and Ted. And three big things.
Three.
Kansas governor meets with lawmakers over Medicaid stalemate. No progress.
Two.
Measles cases hit a 25-year high across the country.
One.
Man drowns in northeast Wichita Pond. Apparently fell in while fishing. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Okay, we've got Kellogg closed westbound right around I-135. There in the middle of Wichita, we've got a traffic accident between there and Washington. So they've got that closed. Again, that's westbound Kellogg, I-135, all lanes closed there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 74 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 45. Friday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high again, 74. Now partly cloudy, west wind at 8 miles per hour and 51 degrees. The Kentucky Derby is May 4th and the party season is on. At Derby parties, the biggest hat wins. For the most elegant selection of hats for men and women, go to Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano, 601 West Douglas, Hatman Jack's. Stocks ended the day in the red Wednesday.
Markets ending major averages backing off all-time highs for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ set yesterday. The Dow down 59 points, the S&P 500 down 6, the NASDAQ composite down 19. It's all about earnings for traders. Troubled Boeing surprised analysts by saying that the financial cost of the 737 MAX fix will be $1 billion. Analysts had expected a level three times as high. The stock closed higher despite lukewarm earnings. Meanwhile, Facebook and Microsoft both reporting double beats, surprising analysts on both the top and bottom lines. The earnings results come as a surprise to many who had expected an anemic first quarter. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Abigail Disney's Twitter rant last weekend was reiterated in a Washington Post opinion piece where the Disney heir calls on executives of her family's company to give 50% of their bonuses to the lowest paid employees. This is Roy Disney's daughter, I believe,
okay,
the niece of Walt. Disney called the executive's bonus pay insane and says an executive giving up half his bonus has zero effect on his quality of life. Disney called CEO Bob Iger's package of $66 million insane in comparison to the average Disney employee running $46,000 a year. The Disney company responded to her Twitter rant saying that Iger has brought in record profits and that his bonuses were based on performance. Apparently, the Abigail is a little bit of a social activist. This is what I was seeing. And she's pointing out the discrepancy. This is going to be an issue in this campaign coming up. And I don't know what the answer is. I mean, what do you do? What do you tell a company? You can't, you know, but you're going to have these structures in place? Or do you just point it out? I don't know. But I think with
I think it gets pointed out and it gets people riled up and nothing ever changes.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's going to get people all up, hot and bothered, but probably nothing is going to change. Good point. Microsoft's ongoing push to get automakers, retailers, and other businesses onto its cloud computing platform helped power the company's third quarter earnings ahead of Wall Street expectations. Software maker posted fiscal third quarter earnings of $8.8 billion, up 19% from the same period last year. Mm. So if you think Microsoft is starting to fade, it doesn't look like it. It looks like it's a pretty strong,
they're doing all right.
Pretty strong company there, at least for the time being. Well, Ted, we got a couple of things just really quickly here before we talk to Bill Roy. Let's talk a couple of things that you and I are going to be out and about in the public tonight.
Yes.
You've got
big night.
Gridiron. This is your opening performance tonight. Is that right? What do we call this?
Opening night.
Opening night.
The annual Gridiron Comedy Show in downtown Wichita at the Orpheum.
The journalists of Wichita, several of them, you and some others getting together to write these skits and these these jokes and all these great lines,
yeah,
and just making fun of all the newsmakers. And
rip everybody in the news in the past year.
The Orpheum is 8 o'clock tonight. Probably some tickets available if you just walk up. But
yeah, you can just walk up to the door and get them tonight, or you can go to the Interest Bank Arena box office if you want to get them in advance.
My son and I are planning to be with you guys tomorrow night.
Sweet. Yeah, I know a lot of folks that are coming on Friday night.
Should be a fun deal.
Get some folks in here tonight, Thursday, opening night.
Opening night. And this afternoon, well, today is the Wichita Downtown Lions Club Pancake.
Another huge event in downtown Wichita.
Well, that's going to be kicking
off. Why don't you go have dinner at the Lions Club and then come over to the Orpheum and see Gridiron?
That's a great idea. From 9 to 7 p.m. at Century 2, $7 a person for the pancakes, and all you can eat for $7. It's a little bit more for the sausage if you go back for that, right?
Yeah, flip in an extra quarter or two, get a little extra sausage. Nice.
So that's where I'm going to be later on this afternoon, probably around 5 o'clock. Go down there and help them MC a little bit at the 61st Annual Downtown Lions Club Pancake.
That'll be fun.
That ought to be a lot of fun. So, you and I are going to be not only busy in the morning show, but later in the day taking our mugs
and these
out.
These are events where you are seeing the best and brightest in Wichita. You always run into tons of folks you know
at both
at
of
the
these
Lions
things.
Club and at Orpheum.
Yeah.
And at the
That's
Gridiron
kind of what
show,
I'm looking forward to is later this afternoon, there's going to be city council members there.
Oh, yeah.
And people that I know that I enjoy. And I'm going to have fun. That's very selfish, but helping the Downtown Lions Club do the Pancake Day, it's always a good fun. It's their best, biggest fundraiser of the year. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Boeing boss comments on 737 certification. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Boeing CEO saying nothing slipped past the company or the Federal Aviation Administration during the design and certification process for the 737 MAX. Dennis Muhlenberg says Boeing knows exactly how the aircraft was designed and certified. That has led to the software fix Boeing has been implementing and testing. The software issues caused two fatal crashes, killing 346 people. The Wichita Business Journal has announced the finalists for the 2019 Best in Business Awards. 15 companies are finalists in the competition that is entering its 14th year. The companies are selected for their innovation, their community involvement, and their financial performance. More than 100 companies have been recognized in the 14 years of the Best in Business competition. You can see them all at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Facebook has decided to set aside $3 billion to cover the cost of an investigation. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission undertaking a privacy investigation. The move means basically Facebook will dramatically miss its earning forecasts. It's a sign that regulatory pressures starting to take a toll on the business. The company estimates the loss from the Cambridge Analytica scandal from $3 billion to $5 billion. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And Bill, we mentioned that, of course, Ted is going to be on stage tonight at the Orpheum, and you are too. You're going to be the co-MC with Mike Ewan, right?
That's exactly right, and we hope to see all our cheapskates there tonight for opening night. Cheapest tickets.
Well, you what you do is you guys do an opening monologue with some really good jokes and get the people warmed up and ready to go, right?
You bet, absolutely.
Okay, so who's funnier?
That and the drinks they have before.
Well, yeah, that helps too.
You know, if you've had a couple of cocktails, you guys are a lot funnier.
You got
right?
that right.
The more they drink.
We are hilarious.
There you go.
Yeah.
Today is National Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. Take Your Daughter to Work back in 2003. Then I thought the boys ought to go too. Have you ever participated in this, Bill? You ever taken one of your...
Yeah, my girls, maybe not on this day, but my girls have come to work with me on several occasions, yeah.
I got to tell you that I don't think I ever had either one of my kids go to work with me, you know?
And that's why they chose professions outside the business.
Well, I didn't, you know, why bring them into this place? I mean, no, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. I don't like having to be responsible for other people while I'm here.
Right.
And not that they would misbehave or anything, but I know they also, they were, you know, on a Saturday they might hang around for a little bit or something, but they've been around broadcasting. There was nothing that exciting to them about going to see Dad work. I mean.
Now, I know Scott pretty well. I think Scott could do it pretty. He'd be a great personality.
He could do it. And Stacy, you don't know Stacy, but she's a little bit weird and crazy. She'd probably... a little too much, probably like a female Howard Stern or something like
Ooh.
That.
Ooh. Wow.
No, they're great kids. They just, you know, I'm glad that they found their own niches. Scott went into the military and made a great career there, and Stacy is, yep. is an accountant, so, you know, that's good. They have common sense. Take your kids to work if you want to. I guess I could bring them to work in here one of these days.
Sure.
They're a little old, but, you know.
Why not?
Might be kind of fun.
There's no age stipulation on that.
We'll do that one of these days. We'll have our own Steve take his kids to work day. How about that?
Nice.
Thanks, guys. 7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, we have the latest on Joe Biden's run for president. Ted has sports this morning.
Yep. Opening round of the NFL draft is tonight. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, right, Ted?
Good edition of entertainment news in the blur coming up at 8:35 this morning. We've got some good stuff for you.
And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.